Back on this Saturday morning, May 21st, 2022, a look from just moments ago while President Biden was attending a state dinner in South Korea in his honor this morning. That's after wrapping up a news conference with the country's new leader. And that is where we begin this half hour with the check of the headlines and the president wrapping up the second full day of his high-stakes trip to Asia. Peter is there with the very latest. Hi again, Peter.
Hey, Kristen, good morning to you. President Biden joined that state dinner here right now in Seoul tonight. He heads to Tokyo tomorrow. The president earlier meeting with South Korea's president, discussing how to best address the North Korean nuclear threat and actually making some news, saying that the U.S. has offered COVID relief, including vaccines to North Korea through existing distribution programs like what's called COVAX. A White House official telling me the most recent offer actually came just last week. The U.S., I'm told, also offered to give the vaccines to China to pass along to North Korea. And President Biden is not ruling out a future meeting with Kim Jong-un, saying he would be open to it if the North Korean dictator is, quote, serious and sincere. Kristen and Joe.
All right, Peter, we'll check back in with you in just a few minutes.
Also this morning, Rudy Giuliani has met with the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That's according to two sources familiar with the matter. One of the sources says Giuliani testified virtually for more than 9 hours on Friday, comes after canceling a scheduled appearance before the panel earlier this month. He was originally subpoenaed back in January for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election and promoting claims of election fraud when he served as former President Trump's personal lawyer.
And Tiger Woods is moving on to the next round of the PGA Championship. The golf star pulled off a gritty comeback on Friday to make the cut by one shot after battling pain in his leg and falling behind in the first round. This is Woods' second official event since suffering that devastating leg injury last year. He previously made the cut at the Masters in April. Woods is now 12 shots behind leader Will Zalatoris, heading into round three today. Among those who did not make it to the next round, Masters champion and world number one, Scottie Scheffler.